today marks the final day of the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, and there's still plenty of cool gadgets to talk about that are being unveiled. Joining us live now from the Consumer Electronics Show is Bridget Carey, CNET Senior Editor. Bridget, thanks for being here on WTOP with us.
Hey, good to be here. It's been a very busy week, I can tell you that.
I bet, and lots of cool things to look at, too. Give us an idea of some of the technology that is out there. We understand there are some things that you can wear.
Yeah, you know, this is the year where we're seeing just a surge of technology being shown off by startups and new entrepreneurs. That of just devices that you strap on, either, you know, mostly on your wrist is the more practical thing, that have sensors and monitor you. You know, we've all seen some health monitors in the past, but we're seeing more here, things that, like, the sensor can track your pulse, how much you're moving throughout the day. And all this data is being sent to an app to give you an overall sense of how you're doing health-wise. And they're sensing more things now, which is interesting. We've all seen things that can, like, you know, let you know how active you are, but now they're sensing your temperature and your perspiration levels, which is a little weird to me. Like, I don't need to know how much I'm sweating on my wrist. But nevertheless, these things are just trying to give you a better picture of your health. But what I like more is the wearable tech they call smartwatches. These are things that will sync to your Android phone or your iPhone, and when you get a text message, you know, it'll just pop up on your screen. These are kind of like an advanced version of a digital watch, so to speak, because instead of maybe like if you get a text and you pull out your phone and it's kind of rude in front of someone else, maybe you could just glance at your wrist.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the new way we're going to, like, you know, check our messages. I don't know, but it's kind of cool to think about what can be done. I've even seen a watch that's like a Dick Tracy watch where you can answer your call through your watch.
Mm.
So
wow.
This is what they're working on now.
Sounds like something out of the movies. How accurate are these wearable technologies, and how fashionable are they?
You know, they're getting more fashionable. I think you always have that balance of, like, well, I don't want to wear something that like looks clunky and dorky, because you want to have it to be an accessory. Fitbit came out with one that I think people are going to jump on. This is the Fitbit Flex. This is not a watch. This is a health monitor that you're just supposed to wear all day. Even when you sleep, it's supposed to let you know how restful your sleep has been and what you can do to improve your life. You know, once you analyze your data, it'll give you some suggestions. And these are like soft rubber, and they come in like all these different bright colors. So I can see myself wearing that maybe more than others. And some of the watches, I got to say, though, are pretty ugly. But the Pebble watch, what I told you, where you can get text messages on, that is very popular here because it looks like something you might want to wear.
Very cool. Wow. Mm. Real quickly, can you just tell us a little bit about these tapping devices that you can use on your smartphone and then play some music or watch TV from?
NFC, yes. The technology, if you ever hear it in the stores, or it's called NFC. That's short for Near Field Communications. This is a chip that's starting to be in cell phones now. A couple Android phones have this. And the concept is, well, normally when you want to play music on your stereo, or, you know, you could Bluetooth sync it, which is the wireless way to send data over. Now, Bluetooth is being bypassed for NFC, where you take your phone, if it has this chip in it, you could just tap it on another device with the chip, like a portable stereo, and suddenly all that information is transferred over.
Mm.
We're seeing this even in terms of movies. There was a TV here from Panasonic that if you took your phone and just tapped it against it while you were walking by, your video that you took on your cell phone would show up on the television. So we're going to be seeing more of this way of, you know, if the cell phone I buy in the future has NFC, and, you know, we're all kind of crossing our fingers that Apple's iPhone might someday have this, then I could just have a bunch of accessories around the house. I don't need to worry about if it's compatible. I can go to a friend's house. I don't have to worry about all these things. I could just tap and go.
Really neat. Bridget Carey, we appreciate it. Joining us live from Las Vegas, the Consumer Electronics Show.